listening to Chasing Prophecy Radio, where we discuss anything and everything. You're listening to Chasing Prophecy Radio, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. On UPRN Talk Radio, FM 107.7 in New Orleans and FM 105.3 in Mississippi.
If it's unexplainable, we're talking about it.
Whether you're a believer or a skeptic, we cover everything where the unknown becomes the known. And now, here's your host, Jenny Nicasio.
Hello, New Orleans on FM 107.7 and 105.3 in Henderson Point, Mississippi, and streaming everywhere around the world. I'm Jenny Nicasio, welcoming you to Chasing Prophecy Radio, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. And tonight, we're venturing into the realms of the unexplained and extraordinary, going back to when, the beginning of times. So we're going to delve into that. And it's a little different. It's not our typical show, but I think it's a topic that captivates the imagination, okay? And for centuries, it's not, I think, a lot more now because we're going through some really crazy times. And the rapture, the ends of times, and the figure shrouded in the mysteries and intrigue, the Antichrist. So these are themes, are not just religious or historical. They are woven in the very fabric of our culture, going back, like I said, to the to the ends in the Bible, and a lot of people talk about this topic and they get a little nervous. It's in our literature, our collective psyche for years and years and years. And I know for myself, I keep seeing on television these commercials for this one reverend who's always talking about, are you prepared for the ends of times? And what exactly is the rapture? Because that's it's a topic that kind of freaks me out. So to help us unravel this enigma, we have with us tonight a special guest, Shelby Johnson. And she's a social media influencer known for her insightful commentaries on spirituality matters. And she's a pastor too. And she goes deep into this. And I just watched another TikTok that she made. So I think it's going to be a good show tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her on without further ado. Welcome to Chasing Prophecy, Shelby.
Hi.
I'm so glad to have you here. And it's an honor to have you with us. And the rapture is a term that conjures all kinds of images in my head. And I know a lot of people in the comment section who are watching on Facebook, YouTube, all over the country on FM 107.7, 105.3. So it's a little, it brings up a lot of different feelings. A lot of people don't believe in it. Some people do. And it's a topic shrouded with symbolism and scripture. And so from back in the Bible, the prophets told about it. So I want you, okay. I know this is a big thing, putting you on the spot. There's also the topic of the Antichrist and the ends of times. So what can you tell us? And let's get a little bit in the beginning, since give me a little bit of your background. Like, what brought you to this, being a pastor? Hi, Cindy.
I was raised a Catholic, and I never really knew of the connection to God until I got in my 20s. I'm 32 now. I was struggling really bad with addiction for 10 years, with opiate addiction. And I had attempted to commit suicide. And at that time, I overdosed, and I had been in the hospital, and I went into complete darkness. And I was conscious, but it was just, my body wasn't there, but I was conscious. It's like when you have your eyes closed, it's like you see darkness, but nothing else is there. And so I was in a place where it was just complete darkness, and I was conscious and aware of the surroundings of being in darkness, but I wasn't able to get out of that. And luckily, you know, the Lord allowed me to come back, and I woke up in the hospital, and I remember being so grateful that I wasn't stuck in that place. And not long after that, I had asked the Lord to relieve me of the opiate addiction. And I had tried doing that by myself multiple times. And I felt the power of the Holy Spirit come over me. And that's when I knew God was real. It wasn't just somebody that's really far off, but he's actually omnipresent and he surrounds us. And I actually felt like the fire and the anointing come upon me. And he released me from that addiction. And you know, I just know a lot of people are struggling with that. And my brother died from that, you know, and experiencing that, you know, I wanted to help other people, understand that God's real and he's not far off and he is actually obtainable where we're at right now. We can feel him if we press into him, and he will relieve us from whatever we're struggling with. And I believe hell is a real place, and I believe it's a waiting room. I believe that, you know, it is darkness, and people sit in that darkness until judgment day. And just with that little bit of time I experienced, you know, I don't want anyone to go to that place. I don't want anybody to go to darkness and not be able to come back into the light. And so just with that experience that I've had, you know, I just want to give my testimony and try to help other people, keep them from that darkness where the enemy wants people bound.
Yeah, that's amazing testimony. Like Cindy said, that's an amazing testimony. The darkness can overtake you, and we see it all the time. And that's what we, you know, when it leads you to that place that pulls you out of the darkness and into the light.
Yeah.
And it's like so hard to, you know, a lot of people don't understand that it's real. And there is a devil. There is God, the light, Jesus. And he's there, and he can pull you down. That's what anxiety is. That's what depression is, and addiction is.
Yeah.
Self-doubt. That's what that is. And it's, I can't imagine not living in the light. I mean, we're tempted every day. We're tempted every single day. One thing can lead to another. And it's just knowing that there is something out there to help us, to pull us out of the darkness. This is wonderful that you're sharing this with us tonight, because like the show is on the rapture and it's about the ends of times, and are we living in the end of time? So that's where I'm going to get to the rapture. Now, you told us your story. So sharing your perspective on the rapture, like what do you think it symbolizes or signifies, you know, what is it? I mean, is it a spiritual awakening? Is it a symbol? Is it a real thing? So tell us what the rapture is for people. I've read about it, but I don't see it in the Bible, Shelby. And maybe you can, you know, clear this up for me.
Yeah, so I have a verse I'd like to read, but what I personally believe the rapture is the raising of the church. And so while we're all here being tested in tribulation, you know, everyone goes through their own tribulations in different ways, but it's how we deal with the tribulation, and do we give in to the darkness, or do we give in and eventually follow the Lord? Because even in Revelations, you know, some people, when they read that, they're like, well, after people are going through all these things, why would they not turn to God after that if they're seeing all these things? But I believe that a lot of Revelations, you know, some of it is literal, but I believe a lot of it is spiritual things, that people are brought to this place in utter darkness. And are you going to turn to God or not? Because are you going to die in your sin? And I personally believe that the rapture, you know, is when Christ will come back and take his church and take the body, his body. We are his body down here. And so whoever is ignited into the body, that is who is going to go with Christ. And then those that have died in him, those will be raised, you know. And then some people, when Jesus reigns, the millennial reign, it's a 1,000-year reign, you know, and then everyone will stand before God after the reign. And I believe everyone will have another chance to plead their case to the Lord at that time. The people that have been in Sheol, because in Revelations, it even says that Sheol and Hades is a waiting place. And so while Jesus is reigning for that 1,000 years, there are people just still sitting in that darkness. Then they'll go to the great white throne. Then they'll be thrown into the lake of fire, which would be the second death.
Okay. And so
I
want to interrupt you. So you're saying we have to be in this reign of fire, or are those the people who don't believe? I mean, is this for everybody?
I believe so. So I believe the people that deny the Lord, that those are the people that will be in the darkness during the millennial reign. And then God will bring everybody before him that was a non-believer that was in that darkness. And God will bring everybody before him. And then that's when he decides, do they get to come with me, or am I going to put them in the lake of fire? The lake of fire was created for the fallen angels originally. Like, God doesn't want any of the people to go into that. But it's like, you know what I mean? But we're people and we have free will. God's not forceful. He's not going to force himself on us. He wants us to choose him like we chose, you know, like he chose us. And so I personally believe that when Jesus does come back, he will take all of those believers with him, and those that are not believers, those that are still in that darkness, they're going to have to make a choice at that point. Mm-hmm. And then still, even when they're in the darkness in that waiting room, it's like, are they going to cry out to God? You know what I mean? At that point, and the Bible says, call on me while I'm near, seek me while I may be found, because there's going to come a time when you will seek me and you will not find me. And so that whole time, people are going to be crying out to God, but they will not find him until they stand before his throne. And that's so scary.
It is scary. Is that after the rapture, or is this before the rapture, or is this the rapture?
That's after the rapture.
Okay.
What I personally believe is that, so in 1 Thessalonians 4, let me pull that up really quick. So 1 Thessalonians 4, 17. Okay, so in 1 Thessalonians 4 is a really good chapter, but 1 Thessalonians 4, 17 says, then they who are alive shall be caught up together in the clouds with them who remain. So this is the rapture, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we be ever with the Lord. So those who are alive in Christ that remain, and those that have died in Christ, we will all be with Christ in the air. And then it's going to be just darkness down here for those that were not alive in Christ.
Okay. Where is this again in the Bible? Cause I want to make sure I remember this for what I'm going to go look after the show and read about it more. So where again is that?
So the specific verse is 1 Thessalonians 4:17, but the whole chapter of 1 Thessalonians 4 is really good. But that specific verse is 17.
Okay. If you're just joining us today, we're talking with Shelby Johnson. She's a pastor and a influencer on TikTok. And I'm not sure, any other social media platforms?
I'm just on TikTok right now. I'm going to be starting a YouTube soon, but I'm exclusively on TikTok right now.
And we're broadcasting from 105.3 in Henderson Point and 107.7 in New Orleans on the United Public Radio. And this is just program is sponsored by the United Public Radio. And if you have any questions or comments, please shout them out in the comments and I'll get them to Shelby. You know, you see all these movies on like Left Behind, and you see the Apocalypse, and there was just one made with, who was it? You know who I'm talking about? Oh, I have so many brain fogs.
See the recent one that it was called like Leave the World Behind. Have you seen that one?
Yes, I did. Now, is that what do you think about that movie?
That I think, honestly, I'm not like, I really feel like everyone should see that movie, because I feel like that is wham bamming it out right there. Like, yes. Even some of the stuff that they did on that, like we're seeing in Israel right now, they're dropping those things out of the planes over there in Palestine. Like, we're seeing a lot of this stuff unfolding from that. And an old president produced that movie that's still in the White House.
Yeah. Obama produced that movie. Yeah. It's just, you know, you look at all the symbols and you think about it, like there's like all these, you know, prepping. We see that every day on TikTok. You have the preppers, and you see all the preppers, and then you see all these little clues with the with the the birds and the animals acting strange, but they are acting strange. The animals are acting strange right now, and they're doing it in my own backyard. They're acting weird.
It's
birds all over. There's these crows, like there shouldn't be migrating.
I saw stuff about that, about the crows.
We definitely, I think, with all the, like, look at all the earthquakes. And even today, the, I don't know what it is. You're in Oregon. Is that right?
Yeah.
The weather is so extreme. Like, there's all these winds and snow and crazy winds. And just, you don't know, like, today it seems like it's like spring because the winds are so high and the temperature here is warm. It's not real cold. So, okay, when we hear about, you know, I watched the Left Behind series. What's that actor's name that's real involved in that? Young actor. He used to be on Growing Pains, I think it was.
I know. Yeah. I don't remember his name, but I know who. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, and you think nobody believes in it. A lot of people don't believe in the rapture. I know a lot of religions, like the Catholics, don't believe in the rapture.
I feel like because people for so long have thought that, and like we were in the end days, you know, we've been in the end days since Jesus died, but a day to God is 1,000 years to us. So we have been in the end days for a long time. And so I feel like people have been talking about the end days for a very long time. And so people are just kind of like, are this is even real type of thing. You know what I mean? But yeah, like
scary.
Yeah. But for me personally, like, so in the Hebrew year, it says we're in 5783, just entered 84 for the Hebrew, but the biblical new year is on April 8th. And so I personally believe that we're a little closer to year 6,000 than what it says that we are in. I personally believe that. And I believe near the year 6,000 is when that's going to happen, because just like the 7 days, 7,000 years, that's when everything was completed for God. I believe that's when Jesus is going to do his millennial reign. And I personally believe on year 6,000 is where everything's kicked off. So I think we might honestly already have hit that, because there's no way to tell exactly what year we're really in. I mean, we're going off of calendars and stuff like that. God goes off of the lunar calendar. And so there's a lot of research behind that to see where we're actually really at in the timeline, you know. But since Jesus died, we have been in the end days. But when you're looking at everything that we're going through right now, one thing after the other, it's aligning perfectly with prophecy. We've never been in a time like we're in right now, where everything is aligning so perfectly, so consecutively to what the Bible says. There's 500 prophecies that we're still waiting to be fulfilled for the end days, and we're starting to cross those off right now, one after the other. You know what I mean? Like you were saying, the earthquakes, there's been earthquakes literally all over Russia, China, places that we don't see earthquakes even in the U.S. here, you know, one thing after the other. Oregon has a blizzard warning, which we haven't had a blizzard in a very long time here. And we're just seeing consecutive natural disasters, you know, volcanic eruptions. On the biblical new year, April 8th, there's going to be a solar eclipse, which is, I don't feel like a coincidence. But there's just one thing after the other that we're seeing starting to unfold, lining up perfectly with prophecy.
What do you think about the different denominations of religions and how they interpret the concept of the rapture, like the Catholics and the Protestants? Do they have any significant difference, or do you see any common threads?
So, like, one thing, I started studying the Islamic Bible that they go out of. And their Bible is actually pretty close to the Christian Bible. I mean, a lot of their writings are actually very, very similar, especially in Matthew 24, where it talks about the signs of the end times, the Jews, and when it talks about the wars and the Jews running into the mountains. The Bible that the Islamic goes out of says something very similar, but from their point of view, it's almost identical to our Bible. Also, I don't know if you've heard of the Al-Mahdi.
No, I haven't. What's that?
So the Islamic culture believes that that is their future final leader. And it says in their Bible, just like in Matthew 24, when it talks about the wars and the Jews getting killed and all of that, that will lead into the Savior, their Savior, the Almighty. So their Bible tells pretty much the same exact thing, the same concept. And they believe that the Almighty will be the Savior. And he will be stepping, when that man steps in, which I personally believe is the abomination of desolation. I believe just like there's a false, just like there's a Holy Trinity, I believe there's the false Holy Trinity. Now, I know everyone's take on the Catholic Church and the papacy. You know, I don't 100% agree with that. I don't believe that that's the Antichrist. I believe that that's a false prophet. I believe that they align with the false Holy Trinity. But I personally believe just from reading the Islamic Bible, our Bible, the Christian version, seeing how close those are connected, I do believe that Islam plays a big role in the end times. And I do believe that the war we're seeing in Israel and with the Palestine right now, I believe that that is what the Bible has been talking about. And that there's going to be a peace covenant coming in somehow through this. And that's going to fulfill the covenant that we're waiting for. You know, a lot of people believe the 7-year covenant with the COP28 is the covenant, but I personally believe something's going to arise up from this war, and we're going to see a lot more of the Antichrist qualities coming through when that does come to pass, when that happens.
Why do you feel that way? Why do you feel like, why do you feel that the Islamic people are, why do you feel that way?
So I've just been doing a lot of personal studying for myself. And I just see from what the Prophet Muhammad has said and all of the teachings that they're going off of, it aligns almost identical. Out of all the Bibles that I've read from different religions and different cultures, I've never seen them align so closely.
Well, they didn't believe in Christ. They thought he was just a prophet, right?
Yeah. Yep, they thought he was just a prophet. Yeah.
Like, why would they play such a role? I know Israel has a big part of it, because they said, well, you know, when the Antichrist is coming back is when they rebuilt the temple. Isn't that right?
Yeah. 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 And so Isaac was the chosen generation. So ever since the very beginning of Genesis, there's been a fight between the two brothers over the land, over who's the chosen generation. So Islam was born off of Esau. I can't remember Isaac's brother's name at the minute, but so Isaac was the chosen generation that Jacob and the 12 tribes were born out of. But the other brother was the one that the Islamic Palestinian cultures were coming off of. They both have, that one had 12 princes, Jacob had the 12. And so a lot of this stuff aligned perfectly. And that's where that religion was born out of. And then our religion was born from Jacob, which is the 12 tribes of Israel.
One of our questions in the comments on TikTok said, who do you think the Antichrist is? Do you think he's here? Do you think he's going to be here soon? Do you think there's somebody right now in the public eye?
I believe he's among us, but I don't know who it is, but I do believe that he's amongst us. Yes.
Okay.
I think
it's Prince Harry. I mean, not Harry, Prince William.
They have to be
from like royalty, but they have to come from that. I guess there's Jewish people in his family or in the bloodline somewhere.
And their family actually came out of the Roman Empire too. Yeah. That whole royal family, it was split from the Roman Empire. There's a lot there with Charles and William and all of them. Yeah. There's definitely a lot there. Yeah,
I know. It's kind of crazy. I'm going to be doing a show on the Antichrist in about, I think, January 22nd. So, but in your experience, how do you think young people today, especially the ones you engage on in TikTok, how do you think they respond to this information about the idea of the rapture and the Antichrist?
I feel like a lot of people's eyes are starting to be open more wide to the different like spiritual realms and what demons are and what God is. I'm starting to see a lot of more people, especially the younger generation, really seeking the Lord and really seeking answers for, you know, depression, anxiety, all the stuff that they're struggling with, which when I was younger, I didn't really, like, as I said earlier, I was raised Catholic. I was, yeah, you know, raised believing in the Lord, but not to the extent that we have access to God now. And so I'm seeing a lot more freedom in the youth. I'm seeing a lot more freedom in people actually seeking the Lord these days, which is actually, I think, really amazing to see.
That's good to see, instead of going to drugs and sex and all the other stuff. And there's often a lot of fear and misunderstanding surrounding this topic. How do you approach educating people about the rapture and the Antichrist? Is it causing undue fear or anxiety, do you think? Because we're talking about the end times, and in the rapture is when, and a lot of people don't understand what the rapture is. So I still, like, I know you talked a little bit about it afterwards. Now, okay, tell us, okay, is it like they portray in the movies when you're in your car, you're driving, and all of a sudden, poof, you disappear? Is that what's going to happen?
Well, it says that it comes like a thief in the night. So I don't know. I know in the movies it shows like everyone just disappear and their clothes go to the ground. I don't know if the bodies go up. God does say that we get a glorified body. So, I mean, I don't know exactly how to answer that, but I do believe when that day comes, those that are still alive, they will go up with Christ, just like it says in 1 Thessalonians 4. I do personally believe that.
You believe
it? I know Hollywood has a good visual to show us of it, though. Hollywood gives us that visual.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you see all these movies, the one with Nicolas Cage and his family disappear, you know, you're driving the plane, start crashing, and that would be a horrifying experience to me. Like, you're driving in your car, and all of a sudden you look, and the person in the driver's side is not there anymore, and your kids are taken. What was that?
I think, where a lot of people get that too is in the Bible, it says like one will be in the field plowing and then the other one will disappear. And so I feel like they really took that out of the Bible when they were making those movies. And like, he does come like a thief, like it's very quick and it's very sudden. And that's why it's good to make sure our lamps are lit all day, every day, even through the night, because we don't know what day or hour he will come. You know, only the Father knows that.
Literally, and so, you should keep your lights lit.
Literally. Yeah, keep, well, no, your lamp inside, because your spiritual lamp.
Okay. One of our comments is saying, what are the signs of the rapture?
So here in Matthew 24, I'll just read this really quick, if that's okay.
No, go ahead.
Okay, it says, what will the sign of your coming and the end of the age be? Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name saying that I am Christ, and they will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for these things must come to pass, but the end is still yet to come. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All of these are the beginning of the birthing pains. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and betray one another and will hate one another. So there will be the great falling away. Then it says, then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many, because lawlessness will be abound and the love of many will grow cold. He who endures until the end will be saved. And this is the gospel of the kingdom that shall be preached to the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. So the last verse says, the end will not come until the gospel has been preached throughout the whole earth, throughout every nation.
So, okay, so we're pretty much, I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if it has the whole world known about the gospel of God. I mean,
I feel like the real gospel is the Holy Spirit. And a lot of people, you know, they talk about the Holy Spirit, but a lot of people don't actually know what the Holy Spirit is. And that is the testimony of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is what raised Jesus from the dead. You can't enter heaven if you don't have the Holy Spirit. It says that in the Bible. If you're not partnered to the Spirit of God, you cannot enter into eternity because His Spirit is eternity. And so a lot of people don't actually know about the Holy Spirit and the power, you know, about even inviting, even when we get baptized and saved. You know, I was baptized several times before I actually received the Holy Spirit and I even knew about the Holy Spirit. I was never taught about it. And so that's something we have to invite. It says that man baptizes with water, but Jesus baptized with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And so that's the testimony that must be preached. It must, Jesus' Spirit, the testimony of who He is. That's what sets us free. That's what gets us into heaven.
Yeah, I was baptized, and I feel that the whole, you know, you get confirmation. I know. I was confirmed, and that was when you were supposed to receive the Holy Spirit. Yeah. But you don't, like, I hear these stories of people saying they feel different afterwards. Like I never felt that magical feeling. I don't know if that doesn't mean I have the Holy Spirit, but I think, I don't know about you, but I think when you have the Holy Spirit is the spiritual side of Christianity and God and Jesus. Yeah. It's when you're able to see things that the normal people don't see. Like you're given a gift of the Holy Spirit. Like you can do you feel that too?
Yeah, I feel like it's different with everybody, but I feel like there's multiple gifts you get with the Spirit. You have very good discernment. So that's one of your gifts that you have with the Spirit is your discernment. And right when you get baptized and you get your gifts, your eyes are way more open to things.
Yeah, your eyes are open to see things that normal people don't see. And I know a lot of people who claim to be, this is where I get a little confused. Okay. Before I go on, I just want to say Nicole Thomas Rain says in the early 80s, when we were seeing the start of the Gulf War, we were being told that it was these same signs. So we could be seeing, don't you agree? These could be this, like you said, 1,000 years or whatever to get to, to get to the ends of times. I totally lost my train of thought. I've been on the show. This is my fourth year doing Chasing Prophecy, and we always talk about things that aren't normal or, you know, supernatural, anything beyond the scope of normal, okay? I have mediums on the show, and I've had psychics and people who claim they remote view things. Now, a lot of these people, they are very spiritual, and they believe in Jesus Christ. I've never come in contact with anybody on this radio station or in my life who, like, you see these people who don't believe in Jesus, and they have these spirit, they do cards and stuff. So I'm thinking that when you receive the Holy Spirit, it's a gift. Maybe these mediums and these psychics are seeing things because that's the gift of the Holy Spirit.
The gifts are irrevocable, the Bible says. So even if we have access to our gifts, even if we believe in Jesus and then we turn from Him, we still have our gifts. So by the gifts that we have, we cannot measure our salvation on that, because the gifts are irrevocable. You know, we can have access to our gifts at all times, and the gifts are free.
You mean the gifts of the Holy Spirit, or you mean just the gifts of nature? You know,
I would say the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We all have gifts when we come here. And there's another verse in Matthew that talks about that if you come in the sheep gate, not by the main entrance, there is a curse on that. So people that are using the gifts and the power is not from God. They're not supposed to do that, but they can access that. But you know, they're going to have to pay the price for that when
they're using their gift, using their gift not for God. Or doing
That's
crazy. That's a little weird. I wouldn't want to mess with anybody.
I would not want to mess. I'm telling you, I would not want to mess with that. Not after reading the Bible.
Well, you know what? We've seen so many of these celebrities who have fallen to the dark side. I mean, it's so obvious.
It's crazy.
That's like, I know this is going off topic, but then there's that cat. What is that dog? Cat dog. Well, you know what I'm talking about? What's her name? Doja Cat.
That blows my mind.
She's freaking evil.
I know, but if you see her before, it's crazy. She was just an innocent girl. And then the music industry, and I mean, we're seeing that with so many people, even Taylor Swift, you know.
I know. It's like,
I was a diehard fan of hers, like back in the day, you know, and it's not like, I feel like people, they even get in contracts with that industry. And, you know, even Kanye West has talked about not wanting to, he put stuff on his profile about not wanting to do that and kind of exposing things. And then his handler told him that he was going to drug him and do all these things. And so, like, I feel like people, when they get into that, sometimes you get in so deep that you really don't have a choice. And so it's really sad, honestly, like seeing, because a lot of people seek fame. And then it's like, when you get there, you see what it really is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they want it so bad. And that's like Matthew Perry said, he got on his hands and knees praying that all he wanted to do was be famous.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got your fame, but what did you really get, you know,
out of it?
There's get Lady Gaga, who was on all these interviews saying that she said, what did she say? Oh my Satan or something. Something like really strange.
Yeah.
Like she went on to say that she regrets selling her soul to the devil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once you sold your soul, I don't think you can get it back. I don't know about you guys. Do you think you can get it back in the comments? I don't think so. I don't know. It just freaks me out. I mean, you know, I don't know. Could you share your thoughts on the role of prophecy in modern religion and how people interpret, engage in prophetic texts in the Bible?
So, what do you mean exactly? Like the gift of prophecy or the prophetic? Like the
You know, your thoughts on the prophecy in modern religion. Like you hear I don't know if you ever watch these shows on 3 o'clock in the morning. They come on, that these religious people think they're prophets. And how can you tell if they're really prophetic? Their testimonies are true. How does it compare to prophetic testimonies from, you know, back in the Bible, the Old Testament? They prophesied Jesus Christ coming. They prophesied the Messiah. People, a lot of religions, like, you know, the Jews still don't believe he was, you know, Christ. They still think he's coming. So, how do you tell people I don't know what I'm trying to say. How do you engage with prophetic texts in the Bible with modern texts or modern religion?
Yeah. So I personally, I feel like I have a discernment for certain things. Like if I can feel if something's real or not, when somebody's talking or when somebody's giving me a word, you can kind of, at least me personally, it's easier for me to tell, like, if someone's talking out of their flesh or if they're actually talking from the Lord.
Exactly. How can you tell a person is genuine and not just a fake person?
Like,
I'm a fraud. I'm trying to preach the Bible, but I'm really not. I'm really this, like, people wanting money, you know, like, I believe Billy Graham is sincere, but there's some.
I believe Billy Graham too. Catherine Coleman, they were amazing, powerful. Also, if you're around someone, I mean, I personally can feel like it bear witness with my spirit. Like I usually could feel inside if something doesn't feel right, or like if it bears witness with me. If it doesn't, I don't really take it. I don't really receive it. And then usually if I'm going to like an event or something like that and someone's talking, I usually can feel, I can feel it.
You can feel the deception, like if they're not being honest.
Yeah. I can feel like, I can feel it inside, something inside for me personally.
Now the concept of the end of times often intersects with ethical and moral questions. Okay. How do you think that these biblical prophecies impact our understanding of morality and ethical behavior today?
So I believe that the Bible was actually put out to try to help us shape and be better people. I mean, the Bible can be hard to get through, but once you get all the way through it, there's so much good things in it. That's, it's really like an instruction manual for life. And it really helped shape me into who I am today and knowing what not to do. I just wanted to answer this. Can I answer Nicole?
Yes, quick? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Nicole, you cannot lose the Holy Spirit. I just wanted to share that because that's a common thing that a lot of people, the enemy tells people that if they mess up, they can lose the Holy Spirit. But you actually, once you have the Holy Spirit, you're sealed with it. You cannot lose it. The enemy always tries to weigh people down if they make a mistake. But the Bible says if we fall, a righteous person can fall multiple times and as long as you get back up. So no, you cannot lose the Holy Spirit.
That was a good question.
That was a really good question.
Moving on to, we talked about the rapture. We talked about the ends of times. And a lot of people want to talk about the Antichrist. Okay. What do you know anything about what is the Antichrist? Is that just something they took out of The Exorcist?
So do you mind if I read a Bible verse?
No, go right ahead. I like reading Bible verses. If you have any questions for Shelby, go ahead and ask them now. Go ahead.
So in 1 John 2:18, it says, "Dear children, this is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. And even now, many Antichrists have come. This is how we know that we are in the last hour." So there's a couple Bible verses where it talks about how there are multiple Antichrists among us. So there will be the main Antichrist. But just like, this is just my perception of how the Lord had showed me. You know how as we're being united to Christ, he calls us the bride?
Yes.
And so how I see the Bible verses as far as the Antichrist and then the main Antichrist is like we're being built up as the bride as people are being added to Christ. We're the body, right? We're the bride. But then over here, the ones that are following the Antichrist spirit, the one that are doing opposing the Lord, doing the opposite of what the Lord wants, being unfaithful to him. The Bible in Revelation talks about the prostitute. And so I believe that the Antichrist spirits, the people that are dying in their sin, the people that are doing opposite of what the Bible tells us, you know, being unfaithful to the Lord. So we have the bride being built up over here, but then we have the great prostitute being built up over here. And then when that final hour comes, we have the actual man that has the title, the Antichrist, that's the one that talks about the main Antichrist. But there's either, you either follow the Holy Spirit or you're not, you're unfaithful to the Lord. You know what I mean? And so there's no in between. It's either one side or the other. And so that's how I see those Bible verses, is there are the bride being built up, but then there's also the prostitute being built up on the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a little confusing for me, my brain. I don't know about you guys. So there's more than one Antichrist, and then there's the bride, which is us, and then you have the prostitute. No, who exactly is the prostitute again?
So in Revelations, Revelations 17, it talks about the great harlot, the prostitute that sits on many waters. They call her Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. And so that it, who I personally believe, because they say many antichrists are among us. So anyone that opposes the spirit of Christ is operating in that spirit. But there is going to be the main person, obviously. But as the Bible says, there's many that are amongst us, right? And so when I'm reading Revelation 17 and I'm seeing that all of us that are united to the spirit of God are being built up as the bride of Christ, the body of Christ, right? So the opposite of the body of Christ would be over here Antichrist, right? Because there's Christ and then there's anti. If we're being unfaithful, if we're not following the ordinances and the statutes of the Lord, then we're being unfaithful to him and we're operating in the opposite spirit of the Holy Spirit, you know? And so when he says there's been many antichrists among us, I just see the two sides being built up, you know, and we're just getting closer and closer and closer to that end right now. Like, so, we're, you know,
okay. So there we're leading up to, okay. So there's,
how we're leading up.
We're leading up to, so how do we know? How do we know that the Antichrist is here? Well, the main one is leading up to the ends, you know, the apocalypse or the seals and all that. I don't even know all that stuff.
Yeah.
To the Revelation and the book of Revelation. So like, how do you know? How do you, if you feel weighed down, remember your pure heart and ask forgiveness. Yeah. And that's true.
That's good. That's really good.
Do you know what he's talking about, Lady Madeline?
I don't know Lady Madeline.
Do you mean Mary?
Oh, Mary Magdalene?
Maybe that's who he's talking about. I'm not sure. Many begin. Well, yes, okay, so we get to Mary the end. Yeah, so we get to now the rapture's after the Antichrist's arrival, the main one, the one with the 666 on his head, I don't know.
He comes on the scene, and when we all get raptured, Antichrist comes on the scene, we get raptured up with the Lord, and then that's when just all hell is going to break loose here.
Okay, so the Antichrist comes, and then there's the rapture.
Yeah, that's what I believe, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Antichrist, we'll see Antichrist. We're going to see that. And I personally believe we're going to see that in our lifetime unfold.
Do you think just in our lifetime?
I believe
In your, I'm older than you. In your lifetime or my lifetime?
Are you? We look the same age, girl. We in our 30s.
Oh, no. I wish. Oh, my God. That's a great compliment. No, I'm not in my 30s. I'm a grandma. Okay, the 7-year of tribulation will come after the rapture. So, okay, let's talk about the 7-year tribulation.
Tribulation will come after we are taken.
Are you sure that we're not in it now? And people are, maybe people who died in COVID were, that was the rapture?
So there is 144,000 that will be here during the tribulation, whoever God chooses. I don't believe we've started into that yet. I believe we're going to be starting into the tribulation. I personally think we're still in the birthing pains right now leading up to that. Because just with what I've read in the Bible, it doesn't seem to me like we're in that darkness yet. But the Bible does say there will be 144,000 that will be left behind in tribulation to try to help the ones that are left. So whoever God chooses. 144,000.
That's not very many.
Will be left behind.
So that means,
Lord, who are you choosing for that, Lord?
Well, that sounds pretty promising because that seems like that's not that many people are left behind.
Yeah.
Thinking the law, how many people, billions of people are on earth.
Remember, I know. It's hard to think about all the people.
Yeah.
It's going universe's time. I know. We don't really know what time we're in because we just go off of what we're told for a calendar, but God's is lunar. So we don't really know what time we're in.
If you're not in the chat and YouTube, or Facebook, I think these are all YouTubers, and Facebook. Howie, one of the comments is, remember, what we know is human. Time is not heavenly time. We may have already begun 100 years ago in universe time. Yeah.
Amen, Howie. That's true.
And then he said of the coming. Yeah, that's true. Amen. It just seems like there's so much information going back and forth and talking about, I mean, this is an interesting topic and a lot of people are kind of, they don't want to ask it or they feel strange talking about the rapture because, the rapture, that's for the Jesus freaks, you know, they talk about that stuff. No, it's true. And Cindy said, I'm not going to be left behind. Yeah, I hope I'm not. I mean,
Lord,
there's always time, people, to be saved and believe Christ is the Savior. I mean, but you, what you say too, Hitler, Napoleon, just a common name. Yes, those are Antichrist. Yeah. They were so talking about 666. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to the Caesar. Wasn't anybody know about that? Please comment about, wasn't he the numbers of his reign added up to 666 or something?
Yeah, his name added up to that. And so I've heard the take that some people thought that because AI nowadays, they're making AI to where you can potentially put in someone that has been deceased into the AI. And so I've heard the take that people believe that they're going to try to somehow get Julius Caesar into the new AI bots somehow. So I've heard different takes.
When we hear about stuff like that, Shelby, we know it's not normal because they're trying to get consciousness of someone and putting it in an AI. And so that AI is basically, it could be Hitler.
The person,
and that's crossing the line. One of the comments wants to know, what religion are you?
I'm Christian.
She's Christian.
It's crazy. I mean, we're seeing, you know, I mean, a lot of revelation, you know, there's a spiritual aspect to it, but then there's also the physical that God shows for people to see, you know, and we're seeing Elon Musk doing the brain chip implants this year. We're seeing China come out with the chips. We're seeing, I mean, we're just seeing crazy things with AI. You know what I mean? And so there is a spiritual side to everything that we're seeing with our physical eyes. And a lot of the stuff we see with our eyes is signs for us, you know, to know what times we're in. And then there's the spiritual side, you know. John wrote Revelation on Patmos, and all of these, this letter, anything that got off the island, the Roman soldiers, they went thoroughly through it. So John did very good at talking in code in this book. And so it is the revelation of Jesus. It's a beautiful book. And you know, a lot of it, he did talk in code, but a lot of it, you know, there's physical and there's spiritual things behind the book, but it's a very beautiful, very powerful book, the book of Revelation.
Oh yeah. It's hard to understand. It's when a lot of people call it the book of Revelations, it's not, it's singular. It's the book of Revelation
of Jesus.
We're going into that direction and they're talking about stems. I mean, I believe that chip in the brain probably helps a lot of people who maybe can't hear or some kind of like a neurological deficiency that they need that chip. Right. But then there, you know, you're putting chips in people's brains. We're talking a stem cell. Stem cell research is great, but where are they getting the stem cells? Think about it. You know,
there's
where they're
just
getting
certain things. Yeah. There's just certain things. It's like, but we'll know. We're not going to unknowingly. The Bible says we will knowingly, whatever the mark is, we will knowingly. We're not going to be tricked into it. We're going to knowingly, whatever it is, we're going to knowingly do it. You know what I mean? So there's no way for the enemy to trick us. When we make a decision, we're knowingly making that decision, you know.
There's a question for you, Kazim. Hello. He wants to know, for you, is God actually a being in the heavens?
So I believe that God resides in the third heaven, which is above the barrier of. So if you read in Genesis, when God outlines how he created everything, I believe that God resides above the barrier, but his spirit is amongst us in everything. And so God is. His domain when we die is in the third heaven, but I believe that God's spirit is amongst us now and is accessible.
Some good comments here. Mass control, interesting use of code 66. Food for thought. Okay, we only have a few minutes left, but I just want to switch gears because you're on TikTok. What do you think of that Miami Bay? We were talking about that on Monday. What do you think that is? Mm-hmm. Think it's Project Bluebeam, CGI?
I feel like just like in the days of Noah, when it said that there was Nephilim in the land, I personally believe I mean, we've been seeing crazy stuff in the sky everywhere. I mean, in Switzerland, throughout the US, but through other countries, we've been seeing weird stuff in the sky. We've been seeing. And then what was weird about the Miami thing is that all of the power went out for 2 hours. And yes, it wasn't just power going out, but the airports were shut down too for a little bit. And so I just feel like there's a lot of weirdness going on right now.
A lot of weirdness.
Definitely.
When you go back to Oregon and you see that, when you were trying to get on the show before about the giant door, and you think about all these creatures that go in and out of portals and the Book of Enoch. Yes, it's that's exactly what that is. And Cindy said, you're such a great role model for the younger generation to prove we all can be forgiven and saved. Thank you for clarifying we can't be tricked. Yeah. You just have to keep your ears and your eyes open. I mean, we're living, we are living in the ends of times, and we have been living in the ends of times.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
And Howdy said that happened as well in Nevada, that many forgot about over summer 2023 as well, not just Florida. Yeah. What about Peru? You know, they see these creatures. I mean, and it's funny though, because Peru was just recently, they said they saw, but do you remember, I don't know if you saw the movie Signs, when they had this TV clip and it was a Peru and it was that big, tall alien dude. Yeah. Maybe I don't know, maybe somebody knows something, but there were some more hearings recently about the UFOs, UAPs and all them. I don't know. A lot of people we were talking about on the show on Sunday that I believe that the aliens are fallen angels, and the aliens are the regular angels. That's what I think. I think they're all fallen angels. These creatures and stuff that we see, and they're opening up portals because people are doing things like they're not supposed to be doing with spirit boxes and stuff.
I mean, CERN's been trying, they've been blowing holes up in there, trying to bust through, and they've been opening portals. And
CERN is one thing. CERN is another, you know, they're talking about CERN. They maybe opened up something in Australia.
And then we're seeing all this demonic, like, breaking through, you know, after we're seeing people messing around with the sky. And then we're starting to see all these things just one after the other, sightings all over, not just in one place, but literally everywhere, you know? And so just like the days of Noah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, CERN, Howie. Yeah, they're opening these portals that they shouldn't. They had some kind of like a demonic ceremony before they even they opened it up. They had like, you know, what we're talking about, like even on the sex trafficking, taking the Cronulla, what does it call that hormone that they're taking out of kids? What is it called? You know what I'm talking about, people. They're taking, because these like Epstein Island, these people want to stay young and beautiful, and it's all demonic. It's all evil. God. Yeah, it's really crazy. So I have one more question for you before I let you go, because we're running out of time. My next show will be coming on. They'll be like kicking me off the studio. So for our listeners, could take away one key message or insight from our discussion tonight on the rapture of the Antichrist, what would it be? One insight. That's all.
I believe, like, I'm really encouraged by what you're doing on here, because a lot of people don't talk about the truth. Mm-hmm. And I really like how you take everyone's point of view and perspective. You're not judgmental, and you really give people the floor to speak. And you bring a bunch of people together in unity. And I do believe a lot of people get saved off of this by the truth being exposed from everyone's different facet. Everyone sees God in a different way, and everyone is revealed wisdom and understanding differently. And so being able to release the different facets of how each one of us see God, you know, it really shows his face more clearly. And so the point of doing your show, I was so thankful to be able to be on here tonight and just really be able to talk about my point of view. And I appreciate you listening and just talking with me about it. And I think it's really encouraging, your show and what you do on here.
Well, thank you. Well, I think your TikTok is very encouraging, and that's how I found you. I listen to you all the time, and I think what you're doing is fantastic because you're targeting a lot of young people. So that's really good. So guys, in the comments, if you want to check out Shelby's TikTok, what's your handle or username?
It is, let me grab it. It's Shelby Grace. Let me grab. Yeah, my it's at Shelby Johnson the Flock.
Okay, there you guys go. Got that. Shelby Grace Flock. That's a cool name. Okay, folks. I don't know why my music is not coming on. It's kind of messing me up, or it's not coming on. Well, there are demons in it. There's always somebody in my there's always somebody in there playing around. I don't
know. Always the electronics. Yeah. It's always the electronics.
Electronics. That's where they head to. Well, thank you again for joining us on Chasing Prophecy Radio. We'll see you next time, next week, Sunday. I'm not really sure who we have on the show, but I'm sure it's a good guest. Well, thanks again, Shelby, for joining
us
tonight.
Thank you so much.
Guys, see you, and thank you again for tuning in to Chasing Prophecy on FM 105.3 and Henderson Point 107.7 in New Orleans. Good night, everyone.